All right, Coach Tierra Terry, head women's basketball coach here at Virginia Union. You're having a great year, 17-9 at this recording. So tell me, what's been the secret this year?
I don't know if there's a secret, but no, we really focused on defense, and we have taken extreme pride in playing, you know, good defense, holding opponents to, you know, we want 50 or below, 55 or below, but just taking pride in that part of it. And just we have a lot of, you know, senior leadership now and grad students and just more experience on the court. So that helped us. They've gelled better these last 3 years. So they finally had a chance to understand each other and play better together.
All up but one game, the opponents have shot under 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I take it that's a goal for the year.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you're 16-9 when they shoot under 50%. And one game that they shot over 50%, you won anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's impressive too.
Now, tell me a little bit about, let's see, what, now I gave you some stats before mm-hmm. we started recording. What jumps out in as a coach in your mind?
Like you said, that one is pretty impressive, the under 50%. And then let me see. There's so much good information. Let's see. when we commit fewer turnovers than opponent.
Yeah.
It says 12-3. So that's important. When we out rebound our opponents, we have a bigger margin of victory. So, and those are some things we emphasize as well, beating people on the boards and taking care of the ball. So those two stick out to me.
Now, you've got the team in second place in the Northern Division of the CIAA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're one game behind Elizabeth City State, whom you're going to be playing on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about how big is this game going to be. Now, you've got Elizabeth City State and Virginia State, both big games.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what's the motivation factor for this?
Well, I'd like to say the CIAA gave us two of the toughest games of the season to end. But, I mean, just to me, one of the biggest motivators is, well, one, you have a chance to tie for first, honestly, because all three of us are in a position to do that. Also, just going into the tournament, you want that momentum, you know, just to keep you going. So all of them are important.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, these two can determine a lot about the seeding in the tournament.
Not only are they the two toughest games of the year, they're mm-hmm. both on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the Virginia State game is really a quirk in the schedule because you've already played them down. People are going to be saying, wait a minute, we already played mm-hmm. down at Petersburg once this year. Why are we going back again? And that was because of the Freedom Classic, wasn't it?
Yep. I mean, hey, sometimes things aren't fair. And, you know, it's the luck of the draw. So we're just going to go down there and perform like we need to. The good news is we had just as many fans as them, so it didn't feel like an away game.
That's right. I mean, and we urge all the fans to get down there on Saturday. Now, the game is on Saturday is at 1 o'clock?
I believe so.
It's a one and three because it's a TV. The men's game is a TV game.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having it being at 2-4 like we normally do, mm-hmm. it's at 1-3. But now let's talk a little bit about some of the players have done well this year. Of course, mm-hmm. we got to talk about Nye Langley.
Mm-hmm.
She's really the leading scorer of the team. And we want her to score more, don't we?
Yeah, we do sometimes. yeah, she's been phenomenal. She's our leading scorer, leading rebounder. She leads the CIAA in several categories. Mm-hmm. Well, is in the top of the CIAA for several categories. She's really stepped into her senior leadership and trying to take over the game more this year. Yeah, I mean, she's done what she needs to do.
Now, a lot in the past, in years past, people have said that Virginia Union is nigh Langley, but we don't have anybody to support her. Mm-hmm. That is drastically different this year, isn't it?
Yes. She definitely has a supporting cast right now. Nevaeh Reeves has had some impressive games. Rory Cox has had some impressive games. Taniyah Johnson has always shown an ability to, you know, shoot clutch shots and really make a difference. Bruni Martinez on the block, you know, she's been an impact. And Kiara Shepherd's been a wild card for us.
Yeah.
She comes in and she has 7 steals versus Bowie. I mean, she comes in and shakes things up for us.
Now, the last game, we had a girl who had 11 assists. I want to say, was it Kiara Shepherd who had 11 assists?
It was Nevaeh.
Nevaeh Reeves. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the record is 17 done by Kiana Johnson. Mm-hmm. But Nevaeh Reeves has a connection with Kiana Johnson, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She used to train her. So Kiana's been a big impact on her game and also just a big impact on letting her know what Union basketball was. So I want to thank Kiana because she probably helped her come here. So we appreciate you.
Well, see, that's the pedigree of BUU. I mean, the good players make more good players come here. Mm-hmm. I think that's what Coach Taylor always says, is that success begets success.
Oh, yes.
So tell me, what if we do finish in second place in the North, we get a double bye. We don't play until Thursday night for the CIAA tournament, correct?
Correct.
Would you rather... I guess you would love to finish at number one.
Yeah, of course.
But number one only gets a first round bye.
Yeah, it gets tricky, you know, because sometimes the longer you sit, the more nervous you can get too, because everyone else has been playing and has the adrenaline and you're waiting. But also on the other side, your players get a little more rest than the other players, so you would hope that they would come back refreshed.
There are those first game jitters that sometimes come out. Y'all have really, you know, you've gone in spurts. You've got a winning streak, then you kind of stumbled a couple of games, and then you get back on a winning streak. The consistency factor, is that what you're trying to drill into the girls now?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, we don't want to make excuses, but of course people get hurt and stuff here and there and have to sit out, and that can greatly impact it. But yeah, for the most part, we always tell them when we lose, it's our fault. You know, it's our fault because there's things that we didn't do in the game. We didn't follow the game plan. We didn't out-rebound them. We didn't hustle, whatever the situation is. So yes, just trying to get that consistency, that drive, that fire going into the tournament.
Elizabeth City is the divisional leader. Mm-hmm. You're playing them on Wednesday night at 5:30 p.m. And then you got Virginia State at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Coach, good luck. And I hope we'll be talking with you again after we'll be talking with you in person after the Virginia State game.
Appreciate it.
So we'll talk to you then, okay?
All right. Thank you.